Take him to the hill. Sounds like, yeah, you know, it sounds like a very dismissive sort of, take him to the hill. Get him out of here. Put him in the bathroom, like in a Bronx Tale, you know? That guy also, who kept jinxing the horses, put him in the bathroom, take him to the hill, that kind of
thing. But it's organic.
Yeah.
I like that it just came about on its own. I'm not a big fan of sort of the forced ones that teams do. Like, remember in the old days, it was like 20 years ago now, though, the Jaguars put a axe and a log in the locker room, was like, keep chopping wood, and then somebody like...
Somebody
cut their leg because they like picked it up, tried to hit it.
Like the punter cut his leg or something, right?
Love. People put anchors in there or chains. You're only as strong as your weakest. And they try to force these things.
Mm-hmm.
This is organic.
Yeah.
They have a hill. They've had a hill for a while where they run and they do their conditioning.
Right.
It sucks. But now, in theory, if they can utilize it in these situations in a game where they clearly did. They're feeling their oats right now.
Definitely.
They ran the ball when they wanted to run the ball. They had to run the ball. Everybody knew they were running the whole thing.
They were in better shape. They did what they wanted to do.
This could all fall apart. This could all fall apart. They could all look gassed. They could get blown off the field by Seattle, and everybody's like, so much for the hill. Maybe we put that slogan away, right? Like the, remember the Boogeymen Part 2 or whatever, the Redemption Tour and that thing that just blew up immediately?
Boogeymen was organic, right?
Yes, I think so.
They came up with it and started doing
so.
It. Yeah.
Those are the ones I like.
Only lasted a couple weeks,
but whatever.
Yeah.
And this may not have legs.
Mm-hmm.
If Ramondre Stevenson gets hurt, this kind of falls apart because now who's running the? Oh, we're gonna lean on Gibson to run the ball late in the game. Like, but for what it is, for who they are, and this ties into the whole Mayo thing. Like the softy coach, maybe kind of wasn't as soft as we wanted to imply, and maybe that's why he pushed back throughout the summer on the players coach thing. I just want to be a good coach, and I want to have a team that gets ready to play and knows what they're doing. So, no, I like it. And if they were legit, they were legitimately saying it. I've seen the mic'd up audio, right? Let's take them to the hill. They were in the freaking huddle.
I am.
That's
cool. Do we have that? Can we play this is the sound of them on the sideline? Do we have that, Brian? If we have that, here's what it sounded like. They were saying that all throughout the end of the game, and it was cool. I mean, it's a cool little slogan. I don't think it's I mean, there's been some bad ones. I remember Adalius Thomas and the Humble Pie shirts. Remember that?
Yep.
It's pretty lame. No days off. I mean, Bill just basically yelled that until everybody started making T-shirts.
Yep.
And what was the Kraft had one, too. Remember Kraft, like, he, like, trademarked a bunch of phrases?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they were all sort of like, okay, like,
they've been doing it for years. Early on in the tenure, Bill had ones that were made, like, Winners Wanted.
Right.
Target September, because they had started slow one year, so they all, like, Target September. Yeah, there's been this... I'd prefer it come this way. You can't nickname yourself, and you shouldn't force a slogan that isn't there.
Agreed. There's some news and notes here with the Patriots today, including this report from Andrew Callahan, the Boston Herald, great reporter, says that the Patriots secretly added to Bill Belichick's defense this offseason, stealing a page from the new Seahawks head coach and defensive whiz, Mike McDonald. According to one veteran, Jonathan Jones, our good friend Jonathan Jones, we'll have to ask him about this on Monday, installing the new package is something Belichick never would have done. And here's the lead. It says, Jonathan Jones used to have this running joke. The last few years, he'd return to the Patriots facility in the spring. He'd work out and practice and sit in meetings. And as the coaching staff began to reinstall Belichick's defense all over again, he would invariably crack, are we running something new? Then Jones's position coach would smile and say, no, that is until this spring. Yeah, actually, Patriots cornerbacks coach Mike Pellegrino told him, we are. It's just some of the things the Ravens do with pressure, he said. And I'd say, how do I say this right? I'll save it for the end of the year. But Jones was adamant the Patriots never would run these concepts under Belichick. Definitely something that I don't think he would have implemented. Definitely new, according to Jones. Reaction to that?
Well, I love it. And isn't this what the whole basic theory was on promoting Jerod Mayo and keeping DeMarcus Covington? Because I think there were certain portions of the world that were like, if you're firing Belichick, why would you keep the people that he trained, the people that run his defense, the people that really only know in the NFL working under him and his system? And the theory was, no, they're men. They're actual adults. They've been around football a long time. They have ideas that they'd probably would love to try that they wouldn't be allowed to try under Bill Belichick because Bill Belichick runs the show a certain way.
Right.
Right? Like, this was the optimistic view of why you would keep portions of Bill Belichick's staff and expect it to improve or expect it to change and not just be like, oh yeah, it's going to be the same. No, because I'm sure there's things Bill Belichick did when he got out from under Bill Parcells that he wanted to do that Bill Belichick probably thought there's no way Parcells would have let me do that. But now that I'm on my own, I don't need anyone's permission.
Mm-hmm.
And now Jerod Mayo and DeMarcus Covington don't have to say, hey, Bill, do you think it'd be okay if we ran X? Nope. We can just run X. And it may work. It may not work. That's their prerogative to test it out.
But, and on offense, with offensive stuff, he'd let his guys do what they wanted to do. There wasn't a Belichick offense, right? Like, he'd let Patricia do the zone blocking stuff and the, you know, implement all, which they couldn't implement and had a terrible time with, but all that Shanahan offense crap and the, you know, McVay and the zone blocking and the zone runs and stuff, it was all, that was all stuff that Belichick was fine with them tinkering around with,
sure,
and experimenting with, but his defense was his defense.
Well, and he, because he had had so much success with it.
Right.
Right, forever. And I remember having this conversation with Scott Pioli working on a feature on the defense in the early 2000s when people were wondering, is Bill's defense too big? He's got these big outside linebackers that aren't athletic enough for the modern game of football. And Scott said, yeah, Bill's been told many times dating back to the 80s that his defense was dated. It was old. It didn't work anymore. And every time it bounces back and it gets the job done in the 80s, in the 90s, in the 2000s. So I can understand why he would be set in his ways,
right?
Right, like, it works long enough, and I've had people telling me it doesn't work for long enough, and I prove them wrong. Why am I going to listen to them and change it? But I also think at some point, maybe it is dated, and maybe it does need a refresher. And that's where people gave Brian Flores credit for that, the 1 year he took over, that he put a little different spin on it, a little bit more aggressive. And I think DeMarcus
kicked his ass out the door.
Well, yeah, and then DeMarcus Covington,
right,
you know, is clearly doing that with Mayo, whatever that power structure they have there is. And that's a good thing. Why wouldn't you steal from Baltimore?
Yeah.
They have almost always had good defenses.
Certainly.
Right?
And they were the best defense in the league last year in terms of, I think, points. By the way, Texter has a good one. Bad slogan. Broncos country, let's ride. Russell Wilson, that one was brutal.
I still believe that was a marketing slogan gone wrong.
You think so?
Because there is an ad for...
He had no energy when he did it either. He'd just be like, Broncos country, let's ride.
Oh, it was terrible.
Like, it was so
terrible.
Bad, yeah.
But I think... eBay Motors runs ads that's got like
that
the
say
same
Bronco country.
No, let's ride.
Really?
And I always thought he signed a deal and it was going to be like where you didn't know you were getting advertised to, and then you kind of find out later you're being advertised
to. Yeah.
Type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was so bad that they were like, yeah, we're good. We're not going to enact this deal here.
Yeah.
So
you do your little Subway deal.
Cause it was terrible. It made no sense.
Say weird sort of gross things to the sandwich before you eat it. Like nothing about it. It's very hard to market him at a certain point.
Yeah.
And it seemed like early on there was, you know, he's this young guy.
Oh,
he's
I loved
dating
him.
This singer, you know, like, but then as you got to know him more, as his personality came out, everyone was like, I don't really think.
Or as he evolved. I think there's some of that to him.
Could be.
When he started having a wife who was in entertainment, I think those wives that are in entertainment change quarterbacks. I think we saw it a little bit here with one. They come from a different world and they convince that guy, you're the star.
Yeah.
You should be treated like, have you seen me at my shows, honey? I'm the star. Everybody bows down to me.
Right.
You're the same thing. You're not
you're
one of 11.
You're taking less money to play on this team
what
with
are you
all
doing?
These people who are less famous than you?
No,
yeah, absolutely.
Tell them you won't play unless you have green M&Ms in your locker by game time. Right? Like, that's
sure.
The world they live in.
It is.
And I think those wives change these men.
Yeah, I think so too. 3:30, we'll be talking with Tom E. Curran. The sharp money still on Seattle. I looked it up this morning.
Ooh.
70% of that money. Still on Seattle -3.5.